This is an executive summary of Opportunity Zone penalties for non-compliance, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The Opportunity Zone program offers powerful tax benefits, but those benefits come with compliance obligations, and failing to meet them carries penalties. The central requirement is the 90% asset test. A qualified opportunity fund, QOOF, must hold at least 90% of its assets in qualifying as property, tested semi-annually. When a COOF falls short, it faces a monthly penalty calculated on the shortfall, and persistent failures can jeopardize the fund's status and the tax benefits investors are counting on. For investors, this makes the sponsor's compliance discipline a critical factor. A fund that consistently meets the 90% test, or properly cures and documents any shortfall, protects your benefits, while a sloppy one can put them at risk. This guide explains how OZ penalties are calculated, how the 90% test works, the investor-level consequences, how a failure can be cured, and why choosing disciplined sponsors matters. Note that OZ rules are time-sensitive and evolving, and this is educational information, not tax advice. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. The core OZ penalty applies at the fund level when a COOF fails the 90% asset test. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.